Mission Mishaps, Entry 7. SI-5 Surveillance Log, Entry Number FRD-916.
I hate stakeouts.
Rule number 8.
What?
Rule number 8 of the SI-5 handbook. All operatives shall display high levels of morale, enthusiasm, zeal, zest, and/or vigor throughout all active fieldwork operations.
So what you're telling me is...
no complaints.
What is that asinine micromanaging tactic supposed to act? aside from being super mega great.
Better.
Goddamn rain. I'm freezing.
What did I just say?
Yeah. Sorry. I guess I must have just forgotten it.
Pass me those binoculars.
Yeah, sure. How about some snacks? Who wants snacks? Ooh, Jacoby, I want some. Oh, you got it, Jacoby. Let me get those for you.
Keep it down.
Yeah.
They have anything good?
They didn't have crap. Stupid store. Useless town.
Focus. We are on a mission.
Yeah, which... why the hell are we even doing this?
We've got a candidate for SI-5 work. So we're
stalking
vetting them, Jacoby. Vetting.
What's so special about this candidate?
What do you mean?
Why all the special vetting? Oh, my. You do this for every candidate.
Well, not me, personally.
So anyone that Cutter sends your way, you just follow them around for days.
We only work with the best. We need to know they are the best.
Oh, Jesus. Did you vet me before you recruited me?
What? You think we just happened to bump into each other? Please. I knew everything about you.
Yeah, I guess you did know everything about me. You know what day it is today?
Yes, I do.
You're really gonna make me say it. What day is it today, Major?
Today? Is Tuesday.
I really hate you sometimes.
Hey, rule number 8.
Ugh. I really hate you sometimes, sir. You're the worst. It's the 24th, by the way.
What?
It's... nah, it's nothing. Forget it.
What's going on, Jacoby?
Nothing.
Is this about the duck thing?
It's not about... no, it's not about the duck thing.
Because you know I...
no, stop it.
Excuse me?
It's not worth...
I give the orders around here.
Yeah, I got that.
For the record, I am sorry.
It's fine, sir.
If I'd known you cared that much, I wouldn't have done it.
Yes, sir.
Or sent the video to everyone in
the... Sir! It's no big deal. We can leave it alone. Well, what happened in the world today? Where's that newspaper?
Hey, cut it out. We have to watch for movement.
Oh, I can't even read the paper.
No. What if we miss our target? What if we're ambushed?
By whom?
Put it away, Jacoby. Do as you are told.
Fine. I'm sure nothing important happened today anyway.
All right, fine. You want something to pass the time?
Oh, God, yes. Anything.
Why don't we play a game?
Except that.
How about questions only?
Especially not that. I should have never taught you that stupid game.
You don't think it's fun?
I used to.
You used to think it was fun?
What else could I have possibly meant by that?
Maybe you were looking for something else to occupy your attention.
If I go along with this, can I at least read the paper?
I don't know. Can you?
May I?
Would reading the paper improve the mission's probability of success?
Is the mission success the only thing you care about?
Is something bothering you?
I don't know. Is it?
Wouldn't we say that answer isn't up to the standard we would expect from questions only?
Yeah, well, rule number 8, no complaints. Okay, what if, hypothetically speaking, you had a friend? Or a colleague? And you thought there was an important day in your relationship? And it's a big landmark in your life, and sure, maybe you should have communicated that it was important to you, but maybe your partner should have just known. But after all of that, your friend showed no signs of remembering your special friend day. Wouldn't you feel a bit unappreciated?
Did I try communicating explicitly with this hypothetical person?
Yes.
Was that a question?
No. How much longer?
However long it takes to get a visual on the target. Or if necessary, an intercept. I'd say no more than 6 hours.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
What?
It was on your mind.
What are you talking about?
You know, Young thought it might be the case.
What case?
I told her no, but she insisted.
About what?
That is today. Tuesday.
The 24th.
The day I recruited you, 1 year ago.
Today. Oh. Oh, is that today? Is it? Huh. I hadn't noticed.
That is kind of special.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'm glad you finally remembered.
We should do something to mark this occasion.
If you say, sit in this car in silence for the next 10 hours, I will scream.
Will you open that duffel bag?
Duffel bag.
Backseat.
There's about 50 pounds of fireworks back here.
Yeah, I thought there might be.
What's this for?
For tonight's celebration.
What?
Yeah. Wanna set them off?
But what about the stakeout? Shouldn't we be trying to keep a low profile?
Nah, our target's not even home. We did the recruitment operation yesterday.
Are you serious? So, all of this was... what? A prank? You pranked me?
Hey, rule number 8.
Yeah, I know, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Zach Labresco and Noah Mazur. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.